Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is transportation for food, shopping, and medical visits. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Project Independence in You right here at WCWP.org, 88.1 on your radio dial. I think it's best reception on the radio is really if you're close to LIU, within a probably like a 5 mile radius, if that. So if you like, you can stream us on WCWP.org, and you can also listen to any of the radio shows going back, Christina, 7 years?
Yeah.
Oh, every single radio show is archived.
Yeah, unless there was, you know, a technical malfunction, which luckily, knock on wood, that has not happened in a very long time, because that's like the worst.
Christina doesn't let that happen.
Yes, that's the worst. And I can't even. It's like so upsetting.
With my granddaughter.
It's like horrible. Aww. Yes.
But she survived. We'll do it again.
Yeah.
That's right. I did videotape them. This is the power of technology, because while they were doing it, I videotaped part of their segment, so they did have part of their segment.
We had enough to make it worthwhile.
Yeah. So, interestingly enough, Christina has all the information at her fingertips of every show. So, the first show, as I've disclosed before, was the time was the commissioner of Department of Services for the Aging was Evelyn Roth, who is my mother. So, I guess the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. And, you know, I'm happy to have kind of a similar gift as her with programming and also, I guess, radio show. Who knew? Is that, like, genetic, being on a radio show
I think
and talking?
It's liking to talk.
Liking to talk,
that's
oh, okay.
There's a radio gene.
There is. I think there really is. Christina, what was the date of the first radio show? Do you remember off the top of your head?
It was September 23rd.
A year? Yeah. Wow,
2011. Yeah, amazing. So I try and, you know, keep it around the same time. I like to be historically accurate with my, you know, celebration shows. But it was funny enough, was John Ryan was co-hosting with Evelyn at the time, because John, we've known forever. He was actually he sat on our Great Neck Advisory Committee. I mean, I remember meeting him. I was like, this is the nicest man ever.
Nicest man, right.
Shout out to John out there, because he really was. And, you know, and he would
do it.
So, you know, he would be one of the co-hosts at the time, which was really nice. And well, we actually did the format. I mean, we've been in, like, every studio. I wish I could show a layout of, you know, of WCWP, because we've literally bounced from every studio in this place. And then we finally found our home in this one, which is lovely. But we would do 15-minute segments, interviews. So that really flew by.
So you would have, like...
We would have, like, a lot of guests.
Four guests. Right. You didn't have... You did old-time radio going back?
We didn't. I don't think the very first show we did. I can't really remember. We've been doing old-time radio for a very, very long time, because it actually started, you know, Evelyn and I were talking about it with Dan about old-time radio. And my mom loves old-time radio. She just always, like, loves it. She has all these CDs in her car. Mm-hmm. So at the time, I would take her CDs that she had, and I would bring them to Dan, and he would, like, convert them into, you know, to be able to play online. But then luckily, there is a website that, you know, different things that are in the public domain you're able to access. So this way, you know, we have our little rotation of old-time radio. So
that's exciting. Yeah. So what, I mean, I kind of know the recollection, but I'd love to hear from you and everybody here. Talking about how it came to be. I mean, does anybody remember or know who came up with the idea?
Yeah, so this is, you know, particularly special to me.
Right.
Jerry Peretzman, who had passed away earlier this year, actually came up with the idea at an advisory committee. You know, we always really talk about on the show, just a side note, the importance of the advisory committees, and that's how so many of our programming really has come to be. It was funny because, you know, Evelyn and I laughed at the time, because I remember sitting there in the Great Neck Advisory and he said, you know, we should have a radio show. You know, seniors listen to radio. We have such good information. Let's talk about all the programs. And then he heard on the radio that they'd be giving out these FM grants, the FCC, right? So you can get these whole, like, get a full station yourself. So it sounded wonderful, you know.
Right.
So we, of course, did a little more research. We had an intern at the time who did some further research on it. And it was very intense. There was a lot of qualifications. I think, like, they ended up not even awarding it to anyone, because it was literally creating your own station and radio. I mean, it was real intense.
Yeah.
And it was 24/7, which I probably wouldn't be standing. but so we luckily that we made calls to different universities. When we got in touch with Dan, he said, actually, you know, I'd be interested in doing this because that's kind of where his head was going. So it was literally a perfect fit. So we met with Dan, and it's been a wrap ever since. You know, Dan said, listen, he looked, and bless Dan's heart for this. He said, we'll do one day a week.
Right.
Because, you know, it's a, you know, a full week is very ambitious. So he said Fridays, which is wonderful. And I actually love having the show on Fridays because I think it's really a wonderful start to the weekend. Yeah. It's like my favorite thing. But, yeah, so we did that. He said 2-hour block. And then, you know, after that, which was really nice, was that so many other senior programming was developed from there. So it was really good. It was great.
And the lovely thing about it is Jerry Pretzman, who, you know, again, as Christina said, did pass this year. And he got to see this come to fruition, I mean, for almost the full 7 years that we've been running. So it was really lovely. And Christina worked with him a lot. And he was just another incredible Project Independence member, supporter.
I was at that meeting, and I remember when he brought it up. Yeah. And I'm thinking to myself, I don't know, this sounds a little, you know, like who's going to do this?
Yeah, right.
You know? But, you know, as they had mentioned, he also was responsible for Cool Whip.
Yes.
Oh, that's right.
He didn't really get the kind of recognition he needed.
That's right.
So it's wonderful that we're giving him recognition right now because he was the creator of Cool Whip. And he was the creator of this show.
Right.
So we at least will acknowledge.
Well, yes. I don't think he was the creator of Cool Whip. He came up
with the formula to make Cool when he was in college.
Yeah. And Christine and I were at the funeral and we heard the story. And what happened was he created the formula. And I guess he didn't patent it.
Right.
So this company kind of brought it into fruition and created Cool Whip. And his daughter said, Dad, why didn't you patent it? He goes, I didn't think anybody would ever eat it.
So
that's it.
And that's just saying, I also want to give a shout out. You know, our co-hosts really make the show extra special. I mean, having that dynamic because each of our co-hosts bring a whole set of experience and they've all had interesting careers and interesting lives. I feel like in one way or another, we've interviewed all of our co-hosts on the show. And this year we've actually, there's three new ones that had reached out to me that are joining, you know, our little family. So it's really, and I think that just makes the show extra special too, is, you know, that having that point of view in it too.
Because, I mean, the co-hosts are the most significant part are our Project Independence members, supporters, people who use the program, people who are living in the community, you know, really engaging and, it's wonderful.
Well, I'm a team type, and I believe that that's what makes this whole thing work, is a team approach to it. There's nobody here is like feels like they're the boss, if you will. It just has a good team.
Well, speak for yourself,
honestly. Other than Christina.
Well, Christina does, you know.
But she's smooth,
trust me,
though.
She's the boss.
Yeah.
She's very smooth.
That's the trick.
There's also a connection with the Pioneer, the newsletter, in that I would not have done this if it wasn't for the fact that they were looking for volunteers.
Right.
And truthfully, when I saw it, and as I've mentioned a million times, I thought I'd be stuffing envelopes and putting stamps on things.
No.
Never did I think I'd be sitting in this chair and be so involved in a program like this, which is awesome. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
No, and
terrific.
that's you know, it's so nice to hear because, like I said, that's just my favorite part of this whole thing, obviously, is the co-host. And what I always want to stress to people too is that you know every co-host kind of has their own approach. You know, we have some co-hosts who are more vocal, some who like are really nervous about having the material like 3 weeks in advance. You know, everyone's got, you know, their different thing.
Right.
But what's really important is that, you know, Anne and Otto weren't, you know, stars on, you know, on the big screen. But, you know, all we really ask is that if you have to be willing to listen and want to learn and be prepared, obviously, and, you know, don't flake out on me, nothing. But, you know,
it's really... Why did you look at me again when you said that?
You know, that willing to learn thing, in the last month or two, I've had a number of experiences where friends of mine get into conversations with me because they know I'm involved with Project Independence. And you become like the older resident guru of senior,
well, that's how I refer to you, Otto.
Senior stuff, if you will, all right? I mean, the day will come when you're going to need it yourself. But
yeah, well, you're ahead of the game.
But you can actually guide people a little bit because through just plain old sitting here,
right.
you learn a lot.
Right.
No, absolutely. And I think that's definitely something that's really important because, you know, we'll give a shout out to Iris Bunshaft, who's one of our co-hosts, who coined the term the golden nugget. Because every show you walk away with, you know, a golden nugget, you know, if not a whole bucket full of you know, nuggets. But it's really great because even subjects that we've had on in the past, every time, you know, we have someone on, you come, there's something new that comes out, you know, because like you said, we just have that, you know, that half hour. So when we have someone on, you find out new information. So I think it's really great. And that's important that you do become an ambassador of, you know, of information, which is great.
Well, I like the phrase smart feet on the street. You know, you get people who
I just picture like a whole team of our co-hosts.
Right, right.
Yeah. Well, that's basically how it works. You wind up with more people knowing the subject that know enough about it that you spread the word in a positive way, and that's good.
Now, I think it's also very, very important to note that Christina has a half hour every single week of talk of the town. And it is inevitable that John will come up with some numbers, which have now become a signature portion of that show regarding Christina's birthday. I have to say, I listened in last week, and I understand that they were on the cruise, and he came up with numbers. And then there was this interaction of how big was the kitchen because of all the people. But it was really hours after Christina's birthday. And I'm not sure if it goes over with all of the co-hosts. Yeah. But I know
it's always tied in. He's very crafty, John, I must say, with his, you know, sneaking in the numbers.
But what number are we at?
I don't even, you know,
well,
John's
last
not
week
here.
It was
we're rapidly approaching the half mark.
3,965 hours.
Right, because you never know. Sometimes it's hours, seconds,
he
days.
He comes up with all kinds of numbers. And that was the number of people on the cruise, and the co-host then said, wow, can you imagine what that kitchen must have looked
like?
And John was, it's Christina's birthday. That's the number that we're trying to get here.
John does all that hoop, and everybody gets excited
for the
party. And then, like, 4 days before he calls me, he's like, you got to help me with this,
right,
Rebecca.
I
don't do this fluffy stuff. What do I do? I'll bring in a cupcake. What are we doing here? What's your idea? I love your idea. So,
yes, it's always quite the event on
like
the radio
John
show. That was very good.
Okay.
I like that.
Okay. So we have 30 seconds before our next commercial. And when we come back, what I would like to start talking about is our supervisor, our frequent guest on Project Independence in You. And I think, she will be here at 11, and I think she really enjoys being a guest on the radio show. So we'll be right back to Project Independence in You.
What about the